Marriage today stands at a curious crossroads. Divorce rates have nearly doubled since 1960, yet 61% of married people report being very happy. This paradox reveals something profound about the institution itself. Timothy Keller's insights, drawn from his 37-year marriage to Kathy and decades counseling couples in Manhattan, offer a revolutionary perspective. Marriage isn't primarily about personal happiness, but about reflecting something deeper, a sacrificial love that transforms us into our truest selves. This countercultural message has resonated with thousands, including celebrities like NFL quarterback Russell Wilson, who credits Keller's wisdom for transforming his relationship with singer Ciara. What makes this vision so compelling is its radical honesty about both marriage's challenges and its extraordinary potential. Our culture faces a striking contradiction. Research shows married people have 75% more wealth at retirement than singles. Men earn 10 to 40% more than single counterparts, and two-thirds of unhappy marriages become happy within 5 years if couples persevere. Yet marriage rates have plummeted from 72% in 1960 to just 50% by 2008, while cohabitation has risen dramatically. This disconnect stems from a fundamental shift in how we understand marriage's purpose, from a covenant for mutual love and societal good to a contract for personal fulfillment. We've developed apocalyptic romance, the belief that finding one's soulmate will heal everything wrong with us, leading many to delay commitment until finding someone who fits their life without requiring significant change. The Bible offers a solution through what Paul calls a mysterion, a wondrous truth revealed by God. The secret of marriage? Husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Paul reveals that when God designed marriage, he already had Christ and the church in mind. This insight counters claims that marriage is oppressive. Jesus didn't use power to dominate, but sacrificed everything for union with us. The gospel presents an alternative to both traditional marriage, denying interests for family, and contemporary marriage, asserting interests for self-fulfillment. Christianity teaches mutual fulfillment through mutual sacrifice. Marriage reveals the gospel's beauty, while deeper gospel understanding enables deeper marital union. Marriage is both painful and wonderful because it reflects the gospel. We are more sinful than we dared believe, yet more loved in Christ than we dared hope. Self-centeredness is the cancer at the center of every marriage. It manifests as impatience, irritability, harsh speech, envy, and grudges, the opposite of love. When one spouse responds to the other's self-centeredness with their own, it creates a downward spiral of resentment. Only the gospel can make us happy enough to be humble, providing an internal fullness that enables generosity even when we're not getting what we want. The deep joy of marriage lies beyond sacrificial service. You discover it after putting your spouse's happiness ahead of your own in response to what Jesus has done for you. Our history of mistreatment often blinds us to our own self-centeredness. Past hurts create woundedness that compounds self-doubt and resentment, making us self-absorbed and preventing the normal work of repentance and forgiveness essential to marriage. Why do we need a piece of paper to love each other? Because love is measured not by how much you want to receive, but by how much you're willing to give, your freedom, time, emotions, and resources. Our culture increasingly treats relationships as consumer transactions that last only while needs are met. By contrast, covenant relationships prioritize the good of the relationship over immediate individual needs, blending law and love. Making a binding public marriage vow is itself an act of love, proof your love has reached marriage level. The legal bond creates security where partners can be vulnerable. Wedding vows aren't declarations of present love, but binding promises of future love. Like Ulysses tying himself to the mast to avoid the sirens, marriage vows keep couples together during difficult periods. In Genesis, after repeatedly declaring creation good, God states that Adam's aloneness was not good, a striking contrast. Even with a perfect relationship with God, humans need horizontal relationships with others. Being created in God's triune image means we're designed for relationships. God created a helper companion, Ezer, for Adam, who responded with poetic delight, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." Biblical friendship requires constancy, loving at all times, especially during adversity, and transparency that includes both encouragement and candid critique. Scripture radically defines spouses as best friends, challenging both ancient views of marriage as mere social transactions and modern emphasis on romance alone. Paul's vision for marriage revealed its surprising purpose, not social status or emotional happiness, but sanctification, helping each other become who Christ is making you to be. Marriage exists to help each other become our future glory selves. To fall in love means seeing who God is making someone and committing to partner in that journey. Marriage strips away our masks and brings us into closer contact than any other relationship. Your spouse sees your anxieties, pride, inflexibility, harshness, or perfectionism more clearly than anyone else. Like a heavy truck revealing structural weaknesses in a bridge, marriage doesn't create your flaws, it exposes them. This painful revelation isn't something to resist, but to embrace as the path to growth. Just as finding cancer early enables treatment, seeing your true self allows transformation. When we marry, we see the gold in our spouse, but over time, we also discover the impurities. These flaws aren't permanent, but part of the dross that will be burned away. When disappointed by your spouse's weaknesses, remember that the someone better you seek is the future version of your current spouse. Marriage uniquely reveals who we really are, redeems our past through love, and demonstrates God's grace. Though outwardly aging, inwardly couples are being renewed, seeing the eternal glory forming in each other that will someday be fully revealed. Whether married or single, our ultimate fulfillment comes not from human relationships, but from Christ's love. This love empowers us to forgive and serve others as we've been forgiven and served. Like grinding compound in a gem tumbler that allows stones to smooth each other without breaking, God's grace enables the two essential marriage skills, forgiveness and repentance. The gospel provides both humility, recognizing our sinfulness required Jesus' death, and emotional wealth, knowing we're loved enough that He was willing. This grace experience becomes our resource for granting full forgiveness, marriage's most necessary skill. Marriage isn't the ultimate relationship, but reflects something greater, our eternal union with Christ. Understanding this prevents us from either idolizing marriage or dismissing its importance. Instead, we embrace it as a sacred dance of mutual sacrifice and joy, a living picture of divine love and sustaining grace. In this dance, we discover not just a partner, but our truest selves.